Yeah.
All right. Good practice today. Very, very competitive practice, offensively and defensively. Thought a lot of good work done. Loved the way they came out. A lot of attention to detail and refocus. I think our team feels like they wish we could play tomorrow, but we need these practices, and they're excited about the opportunity. Indy's very explosive offensively, defensively. They got some guys coming back, and they had a great game this past weekend, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
Andre Branch today played the practice full.
Yeah, yep, he went through it. Yeah, hopefully we find out that everything went well today. It's his first really live practice where he took multiple reps, so hopefully we get good news. Jokel and Cyprian went to practice, and both did one-on-ones, or Jokel did one-on-ones, looked good down there. Again, just by my eye and watching it, seemed to appear both did pretty well.
How important is it to get Jonathan back, particularly with free safety being, kind of dicey right now?
Right. Well, I think it's extremely important. Hit just what he brings to this team, his leadership, his style of play. So I think all qualities right now that would be, a great addition to the secondary. So he just has a certain presence. Guys really trust him back there, and allows us to do some different things with his presence back there.
Does Branch have a chance to play this week?
Yes.
Okay. Even though he's been out of practice for three weeks.
Although we'll see. Like I said, I'll find out today where he's at, and I'd say there's a chance.
What would that mean for you guys, pass rush wise? An extra body to rotate in?
It'd be good. Right now Scooter's getting some reps in there, so we got Clemens and Scooter and Chris Smith, and with Branch in there, it just help us even more keep those guys fresh.
How is Sample progressing, and what did you see?
He's doing a good job. You know what I saw with him in the game? He makes plays. He had opportunity to make a couple plays, although he had an interference call. The seven cut that they threw, he made a play on. There's another couple plays that showed up. So I like his playmaking ability. Right now, the challenge for him is he's playing some free, and he's playing some strong, and then he goes back and plays free. And so if we can get him to have a good grasp of both of them, that's going to just make us stronger. So that's what he's going through right now, kind of a little bit of a learning curve. He's taking more reps at free this week.
And then backing those two guys up, you're hopeful Josh Evans can be ready for us.
Yeah, we'll see with Josh. We'll see with Lawson and Sergio. We'll wait and see what they tell me on him. And then, again, Peyton, we work Peyton as he's our backup nickel, could play some corner. And then we got him some limited reps in free safety. We're getting him more reps there now, just in case some things happen, so he can be also a guy that could play.
Is Jokel and Cyprian going to start?
If everything progresses good, they've got a chance to start, yes.
Hey, revisit what you were talking about on Monday about the coverages and tighter coverage. Is that, if you guys were fully healthy, would that allow you to play different on the back end?
We had to make some adjustments. I don't know. I really don't want to rehash it again, but I would say.
Let's spin it forward then. Is if you guys are fully healthy or get guys back, do you want to be that single high team or do you?
Yeah, I would say I would say that we want to play a mixture. We're going to play some split safety, we're going to play some single safety, and we're going to play some man coverage. The ability to play all three of those and mix them in along with some pressure. That's who we'd like to be. We're counting on our four-man rush for the majority of the time. So I would say, the ability to, move back and forth from, three or four different looks or five different looks. Obviously, there's more coverage principles within those split safety and single safety, but to have the flexibility is always a good thing.
Are you at a point where you have to consider sending a fifth or sixth guy a little more of the time to force the issue?
I think it's based on game. I think based on the game and the matchups that you have, I think, we're always going to look at opportunities and then go from there.
Can you see that Luck admitted today, and the Colts admitted today, that he's got a right shoulder injury? Can you see a difference in him looking at him this year compared to the previous two?
No, it just seems like at times some teams have got some pressure on him, but I see him making some of the same throws that he made last year and his poise and things like that. Just some overthrows and some tip balls that were interceptions. That's a little bit different. But the throws that he's making, look very similar to last year.
Is Hearns okay to
Again, should be, yes.
My coach said, well, you like to see a guy develop from undrafted free agent to starter in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great story. I mean, Hearns to come in, highly competitive, very tough, you know, has, you know, we're limiting him in practice some, but he always comes through strong and ready to go on game day. So those are all great attributes. I think he's learning to be more of a pro in that, you know, in heightened environments to play up to his capabilities. So yeah, he's been a great addition.
When did he have a good rapport with Bortles?
Yes, very good. Very good.
When a team's won 14 straight in the division, how just uncanny is that to put
it? Oh, that's tough, man. I mean, that it's my hat's off to them to do that, you know, that streak, you know, shows consistency. And, you know, they've been a very consistent team with Luck in there. And, you know, on offense and defensively, you can start seeing their personality come together. So it's really a tribute to them.
How much of it is Luck, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Not Luck. Andrew Luck.
Oh, Andrew Luck.
I mean.
Yeah, let's clarify Well, yeah, he's, you know, there's games that, you know, tight games that he's come through and made big plays. He's an elite quarterback without a doubt. So when you have an elite quarterback and tight games and, you know, you know, they come through for you.
You face Frank Gore a lot.
Yes.
The division. What's what makes him special?
You know what? He's got. He's very poised. He's very patient. And then when he sees it, he hits it and goes. I think the biggest word is patience with him. Is he kind of lets things develop in front of him at times, and then we'll see things that other backs don't see. He's playing at a high level now. I think some people in the league thought, all right, maybe, you know, he's going on the other side of his career. But that's not what you see on tape. You see him really a lot of the same things that I saw, you know, when I was in Seattle.
What's the concern level with Zane's finger?
I think he should be okay, yeah.
With Telvin, a lot of people say second year after the ACL, there's a difference. The guys are better players. Can you see that? I mean, not Telvin, Colvin.
Colvin, yes.
Yeah. Can you see that with him?
Yes. Yeah, and playing the position. You know, along with that, you know, he's getting more, I think, he's playing inside and playing outside. That's always a challenge. So the more he plays it, the more game reps he goes, I think you see his, you know, his play. But very pleased with Colvin.
You mentioned you were ready to play. They're ready to play right now. Are you surprised that they bounced back like that?
No, you know, because, no, I'm not surprised. I figured, you know, that they would bounce back and come ready to go. You know, I would say that Monday it was tough. You know, when we went through everything, and Tuesday, you know, you started to see him going down there, and they were good. And then Wednesday they showed up, and it's back to work. So, you know, they were great. I was very, very pleased with today.
Did Julius take another step today, running some?
Yes. All right. I thought he took another step. He looked good. He looked good.
Still good. When you get him back, whenever it is – can you imagine what kind of added dimension that's going to be?
Well, I think it just gives us flexibility and then an added playmaker, you know. So when that time comes, I think it'll be a good sign for us.
With the house injury and obviously Thompson kind of being spread thin, are you concerned at all about your depth at cornerback heading into?
Well, we have to stay healthy, you know, at those spots. And, you know, you always prepare and you plan. You go back to the Miami game. Guys, we had some injuries, and guys had to step up, and no different than last week. So I think we're in that mode to, hey, we've got to have everything covered, you know, as far as guys getting ready to play. So, you know, we look at the depth, we look at the injuries, and we have to plan accordingly.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.